Welcome to the Truman Charities Podcast. I am Jamie Truman, your host. Montgomery County, Maryland is one of the wealthiest counties in the U.S. However, I was shocked to find out that in Montgomery County, one-third of the children in public school are on the free and reduced lunch program, which equates to about 65,000 children. KIND, Kids in Need Distributors, provides children food that are on the free and reduced lunch program throughout the weekends and throughout the summer. KIND currently feeds 2,635 kids in 31 different MCPS schools, plus another approximately 750 kids in summer school, making their yearly total close to 3,400 children. And they've served over 2 million meals since KIND's inception. Truman Charities hosts 3 to 4 events for various charities each year. This year, we are hosting a derby party May 4th at Tommy Joe's from 5:30 to 9. This event will be benefiting KIND. We have raffle and auction items that include jewelry from Boone & Sons, a trip to Vegas with Knights hockey tickets. You will have an overnight stay at MGM with dinner credit and also tickets to Sting or Seinfeld, sports package, whiskey basket, so much more. That's only naming a few. Plus, best derby outfit will win a trip to the Hard Rock in AC. Of course, derby attire is optional, but encouraged. I know I will be wearing my best derby dress and hat. You can register by going to trumancharities.com. Of course, if you have any questions, feel free to email me at info@trumancharities.com. Here is my interview with Jeremy Lichtenstein, the founder of KIND from a year ago. It was episode 67. I hope you enjoy this conversation as much as I did. And I hope to see you May 4th at our Truman Charities Derby Party. Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you?
Good. I'm so glad that you could come back on as a guest on the podcast. Do you remember you were my first guest?
Whoa. That impresses me.
Oh my gosh. No, I had you as my first guest because I was like, if I mess up, it won't be that bad. And do you remember during our first interview, halfway through, I like thought I was going to die because I looked over and I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't record it. We had to start over. Do you remember
we
that?
Did?
Yes. No. Like 15 minutes in, I was like, oh my gosh.
That's another advantage of being old. You don't remember these things.
All right, Jeremy, I'm really excited to know the updates. There's been so much going on with KIND and your organization. So can you tell me first a couple things, a little bit about you and what exactly is KIND and why you decided to start this organization?
Well, it's kind of embedded in us as kids growing up to give back to the community. And at the time, you didn't really think a whole lot about it, but it kind of just happened naturally and realized, you know what? The community I'm in really does struggle in a lot of areas. So I figured maybe I should try and help in some way. Started out with coaching my kids' teams and things like that, and then progressed into realizing that Montgomery County schools had a lot of food insecure families and kids, and I wanted to do as much as I could do with that. At the time, I didn't realize how bad it was, but you know, at this point, it's 1/3 of the kids in Montgomery County Public Schools are on free and reduced meal plan. It equates to over 65,000 kids. So, you know, that's a pretty serious situation in one of the richest counties in the country. So we started it slowly and then progressed pretty quickly. We get a lot of positive feedback from the schools and the families. Fortunately, we don't know the families that get it because a lot of times there's so many families at one school and the counselors and the principals decide what child and family should get it. So I'm glad I'm not part of that process.
Now, what was that like when you figured out the numbers? Because to me, living in Montgomery County too, that seems so surprising that the number's so high, 1 in 3 kids. And would you say that amounts to about 65,000 children?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't believe it either until I started reading further and further on. And, you know, the more you read and more realize this is really incredible, especially because growing up, we used to always hear, who's the richest county in the United States? Is it Fairfax County or Montgomery County? And Fairfax County is no better off than we are, really, with the amount of kids that are in, you know, food insecure as well. So it's just one of those things that's just never talked about because, you know, people want to think that you're in a, you know, very affluent area and not realize that there's people that are here that are not affluent. So for whatever reason, county, the government, whatever, has kept a pretty great secret here. So
now what you've been able to do with Kind is quite remarkable in the fact that all of the money that comes in goes directly to feeding the children. Can you explain a little bit about how your organization works?
Sure. So I actually have a job. So I had to figure out a way where this is going to be less time consuming, but have a big impact. So I figured out the best thing to do would be for us to do a, what we call almost like an Amazon type situation where it's direct ship. So we purchase the food. We go to Costco every 6 weeks where we have 170 volunteers. And then we move the food from the Costco to the schools. Now it's the school's responsibility to pack the bags and get them in the kids' hands on Fridays. It's for the weekends only. So if they get fed during the week at school, but a lot of these families and kids don't have food for the weekend. So the kids get the food in their backpacks every Friday. And again, that's up to schools and how they do it. But it really, all the other programs actually have companies that pack the bags and bring it to schools. Well, I don't have the time to do that, but schools have a lot of resources between Girl Scout troops, Boy Scout troops, basketball teams, soccer teams. So they've got the resources to do it, and they get it done. I have to say, it's really impressive how many schools do have the kids come in and pack the bags. Matter of fact, it's so successful that when I had a bank that I was working with that wanted to pack the bags, I had to find a school that would give it up because they enjoyed it so much having the kids packing bags for the school, for the kids there. So, you know, some things you just don't know why it works so well, and sometimes it does. But, you know, so far, knock on wood, we've been in over 11 years progressing every year. And it really is incredible that we can get it done as quickly, easily, and with the volunteers only have to work maybe 2 or 3 hours every 6 weeks. So,
and I've been to the Costco because Jerry, my husband, he likes to volunteer a lot when you guys are doing that. Yeah. And that runs so efficiently too. Everyone comes in, it's completely pre-packed. You just put everything in your cart and you go straight to the school.
Yeah.
So you've really done a great job about making your organization run very smoothly. Jeremy, I was thinking about this last night. How many years have we hosted an event for you? I can't remember.
That's a good question.
I know, right?
I'm going to say probably 7 or 8.
I would think so. And last night, I wanted to see kind of where we started with you guys and where we are now. I don't know if you remember this event that we did. It must have been 8, 9 years ago.
Where
we
had
in the house. And we had, and it was a good idea, as we thought, to make it a themed food. And we ended up making everything like the, and it was really cute. However, we didn't think it through to the fact that the kitchen, like everything had to be cooked. So our kitchen made our house like 500 degrees. So everyone was sweating. But I do, which was the surprising thing to me in a very good way, is that that night we had made a little over $10,000 and we had raised that. And today we are now, people like everyone listening will be a week and a half out from our event. But right now we're a week prior to that. So as of right now, it's 2 weeks from the event. And we are at $23,000 2 weeks before the event.
Yeah, it's so impressive.
Which is so exciting. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the upcoming event that we're going to have at Tommy Joe's. So what are you most excited about the upcoming event?
Just seeing all the great people who I, you know, don't have time to talk to 90% of the time when I'm doing deliveries, and having people there and just having a great time.
I am so excited because I cannot do the math in my head. This is Jerry's department, but I don't know. It's $150 per year to feed a kid. That includes summer school, correct?
No, it's outside of summer school.
Is that outside?
Well, $150 with summer school. I'm
sorry. With summer school.
$125 without.
$125
without. You know the numbers better than I do. One thing I did want to say, though, is when we're at Costco, you talked about the efficiency of it. We literally move 115,000 food items in less than 30 minutes. So when Costco rolls it out, it goes so fast into the cars. It's like, I call it controlled chaos. But the reality is, it's amazing how fast it goes. So my hat's off to Costco too, obviously, and all the people that are out there helping moving all the volunteers of moving the food. But it's pretty impressive when you go out there and just see it once.
Oh, the first time that I came out, I was very impressed of how quick and how efficient it was. It really blew my mind. Again, I don't know the numbers offhand, but $23,000 so far, divide that by 150. I don't know how many kids so far we've been able to help. And of course, every single dollar that comes in goes directly to getting the food for these children. And Jeremy, where do you see KIND in the future?
I guess that I continue just to do the growth that we've been doing. I mean, we're one of the fastest growing organizations for food insecurity in Montgomery County. We start off at the bottom, and now we're kind of tied for second biggest in Montgomery County for the food insecurity in schools. So there's three of us that are really the major part of it all. And fortunately, we're all great friends. We all share ideas, and we all talk and get on Zoom meetings. And sometimes we apply for grants together through county. And so, I mean, we're fortunately really good friends. A little bit opposite of the business I'm in real estate, where you're always making sure no one's going to stab you in the back. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. So it's a kind nice of a change. Nice contrast.
Yeah, that is very nice, because when you're working together as a network of people, then you're able to make your organization run the way that yours does. You know, you take the best ideas from everybody, really learn from each other.
When I first came into it, one of the first things we did was try to make sure that one of us was in every Title I school in Montgomery County. And that was, at the time, was a pretty exaggerated type idea. We didn't think we were really going to be able to do it. But fortunately, within a couple of years, we are now, one of us is in every Title I school, which is the neediest schools in the county. So that was a really, really great thing. So now that we're doing that, then we're also doing schools that aren't as needy. But every school has kids. I mean, even the rich schools in Bethesda have kids that are on free and reduced meal plan. There's no one immune to it.
So, Jeremy, before I let you go, is there anything that you would like someone to know that we haven't covered?
That the county has issues, and that, you know, there's a lot of help that it needs, not just in our department of food insecurity, but, you know, housing. There's just so many needs that this county that people just don't know about, you know, should look into and just say, hey, there's some place to help, or there's some place organization to hook up to try and, you know, make a difference. You should, because we are definitely a county, a town, a community of need. I mean, there just is so much. And after the pandemic, it's even that much more. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you have the heart to get out involved and want to do it, it doesn't have to be food. It can be in many other types of, you know, there's diaper banks. There's so many things that people can get involved in.
Yeah, there definitely is. When you take a look, which has been eye-opening to me since I've started this podcast, and I talk to founders of organizations in the DMV area, how much need there really is in the DMV area. So you're 100% on point with that. And for anybody that would like to come to the event, you could go to trumancharities.com/events, and then you'll be able to purchase your ticket there. But if you just want to get involved, you want to donate, you want to help at Costco, how can they follow you guys? How can they get in touch with KIND?
They can send us an email and then go on our website and read about it, and kindinmaryland.org, kindinmd.org, and then get all the information there, and then reach out to us, and hopefully we can find a solution for you to help us.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jeremy. I know how you're so busy. I see your signs everywhere in Bethesda. Jeremy Holmes are everywhere. So I know how busy you are. So thank you for taking the time to talk to us. I am beyond excited for the upcoming event and to see you, because I hardly ever see you. So yeah, I'm excited. Exactly.
You'll be one of the people I'll talk to.
I'm on the list. All right. Thank you so much, Jeremy. Right. And thank you for everyone that listened to another episode of the Truman Charities podcast. Until next time. If you liked this episode, please make sure to rate and review our podcast. That is how more people learn about the Truman Charities podcast and our organization. And to make sure you don't miss any of our future episodes, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. If you'd like to follow Truman Charities, you can follow us on Facebook at Truman Charities, Instagram at Jamie_Truman Charities, and check out our website, trumancharities.com.